Australia's last tyre factory has shut its gates after 45 years in production. 600 workers at Bridgestone's Adelaide plant have clocked off for the last time, some wiping away tears as they gathered for a farewell barbecue. Tonight, many are drinking the night away. Last year, the Japanese tyre company announced that it would axe jobs in Australia and New Zealand, replacing locally made tyres with cheaper imports. Jason Om reports from Adelaide.
Cheers to the boys! Cheers to the boys!
The beer is flowing at a crowded pub down the road from the Bridgestone plant.
We've had some great times at Bridgestone. The memories of a lot of mates there over the years, they'll continue.
There was a few guys that shed a tear. Like I said, some guys have been here, 35, 40 years. So that's, half the life. I've been here half my life. I come straight out of school, straight here. So it is a very, very sad day. I thought I'd be leaving here at the age of 65, retiring.
High production costs have led to the plant's demise. In October last year, Bridgestone announced 600 jobs would go in Australia and 275 in New Zealand. Some of the redundant workers are accepting it's a sign of the times.
Not real happy with it, but unfortunately, that's the way things are going. There'll be a lot more companies will be going under for the simple fact, once they drop the tariffs, we're pretty well stuffed after that. Because everyone knows you'd be able to import a lot cheaper than making it here. That's sad for Australia.
I do feel that the government have kind of let us down. Cheaper imports that we can't compete with, and I just think they've let us down with the tariffs and things like that.
Bridgestone is literally packing up and leaving. Barbed wire is being screwed onto the main gates as the company moves to strip the site and ship an undisclosed number of assets to use at its overseas operations. A Productivity Commission inquiry in 2002 heard there were 6,500 workers in tyre manufacturing in Victoria and South Australia. Now there's none.
This is predominantly as a result of the massive industrialisation of China and India and the rise of those countries to become really the manufacturing powerhouses of the 21st century.
Labour economist John Speer from the University of Adelaide says the workers' immediate prospects are bleak, particularly for the older ones.
It's a pretty difficult environment in the short term for these workers. We know from past closures that around about one third of manufacturing employers go on to be unemployed, and unfortunately a good number of them long-term unemployed. There is significant growth in defence manufacturing employment unfolding in South Australia, but that's really not going to come to fruition for another year or so in terms of the full implications of that. And in relation to mining, well, the expansion of the Olympic Dam mining site isn't likely to start to kick in till, at the earliest, probably the end of next year.
At 28, fitter and turner Brett Smith is optimistic about getting another job, but mining turns him off.
Obviously, there's mines, but not everyone wants to go out in the middle of nowhere. Okay, yeah, the pays are good, but I personally would prefer something closer to home, stay with my family.
Some of the workers, like 53-year-old Ray Leesis, are spending their redundancy payout on a holiday. But after that, he says he'll be staring into the unknown.
I did stress it a little bit about it for the first couple of weeks and wondering when it really set in. I thought, well, maybe this could be a new lease of life for me, so I might have to go to a different occupation altogether.
Bridgestone's factory manager, John Signoriello, gave a toast to workers over a barbecue of steak and sausages. He says state and federal government training and assistance is helping.
From my discussions out there, there's many more who are moving into jobs. I have every optimism that they will do well. They are well prepared to make that transition.
There'll be plenty to do for workers in India, where Bridgestone is spending the equivalent of $570 million Australian dollars on building a second tyre plant. The Federal Industry Minister, Kim Carr, was not available for comment.
Jason Om.